Welcome to your AI podcast. Here's what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll take a closer look at three important articles: Measuring the Impact of Learning with AI in Sierra Leone and Beyond from DeepMind, Apple Says Its AI is Still Private, Even When It's Running on Google's Servers from Ars Technica, and FCC Lifts Looming Deadline for Amazon Leo Satellite Broadband Constellation, also from Ars Technica. Each of these articles not only provides data and insights, but also opens discussions about the implications of AI and technology on our society today. First up is Measuring the Impact of Learning with AI in Sierra Leone and Beyond, published June 9th. This article highlights the exciting findings from a randomized controlled trial that was conducted in partnership with DeepMind, FabAI, and the Sierra Leone Ministry of Education. The trial, which took place over an intensive 8-week period, assessed the effectiveness of an AI-driven educational tool known as guided learning. This tool was specifically designed to augment the learning experiences of 1,763 junior secondary students across 12 different schools. At the core of this evaluation lies the intriguing concept of using AI as a teaching support system rather than as a replacement for human educators. The underlying premise is that technology can enhance the traditional roles of teachers by providing invaluable assistance that promotes greater student engagement and enhanced understanding of key concepts. Rather than simply delivering answers to questions, AI was found to actively contribute to students' cognitive development. In fact, the results revealed that in a remarkable 91.4% of interactions with the AI, students employed it to bolster their conceptual understanding. One of the remarkable aspects of the guided learning tool is its capacity to initiate what are referred to as Socratic interactions, wherein the AI engages students with probing questions. According to the data from the trial, 76% of the AI's responses included these scaffolding questions aimed at guiding students toward finding solutions independently. This approach is particularly noteworthy since it fosters critical thinking skills, moving away from rote memorization to a more analytical and engaging learning process. Educators have long emphasized that such an investigative approach is crucial to effective learning and retention. What also stands out in this trial is the thoughtful design of how the AI tool was integrated within the classroom environment. Rather than assuming control, teachers actively led the learning experience, complementing the AI's capabilities with their own expertise. This collaborative dynamic exemplifies a holistic method of education, whereby the traditional roles of educators are not diminished, but instead enhanced by the introduction of advanced technology. By utilizing AI in conjunction with established teaching methods, the trial demonstrated a future wherein human capabilities and artificial intelligence can coexist and amplify the educational experience. Moreover, feedback gathered during focus groups revealed a plethora of positive impacts from the use of guided learning, with teachers highlighting how the AI tool empowered them to enrich their lesson plans while also providing tailored support for students. This anecdotal data serves as a testimony to the effectiveness of blending human insight with technological aid in fostering a better learning environment. As we consider the importance of education in shaping future generations, these insights underscore the potential transformative power of AI in schools. Next, we turn our attention to the article, Apple Says Its AI is Still Private, Even When It's Running on Google's Servers, published June 9th. This piece provides critical insights in light of Apple's recent announcement during the Worldwide Developers Conference, where they shared an upgrade to Siri, referred to as Siri AI. A notable framework of this upgrade involves Apple's strategic partnership with Google, using Google's advanced Gemini language models to enhance Siri's capabilities. However, what sets this announcement apart is Apple's unwavering dedication to user privacy, even when leveraging Google's cloud infrastructure for their AI enhancements. From its inception, Apple has positioned itself as a guardian of user privacy, promising customers that data security and the minimization of personal information breaches are embedded in every product and service. Historically, the processing capabilities of Apple devices have limited the sophistication of their AI applications, which constrained the extent to which Siri could understand and respond effectively in complex situations. Yet, through this collaboration with Google, Apple is poised to take a significant leap forward by capitalizing on Google's formidable cloud capabilities, all while maintaining stringent privacy standards. Craig Federighi, Apple's software chief, provided reassuring statements to the press, highlighting that no sensitive user data would be sent to Google, thereby asserting that Apple retains strict oversight over user information. Apple's approach has always emphasized robust encryption protocols that safeguard user data from third-party access, including Apple's own employees. This careful delineation is crucial at a time when consumers are increasingly aware and concerned about the implications of their data being shared across platforms and companies. Given the current climate of heightened privacy awareness, particularly amidst numerous incidents of data breaches and exploitation, Apple's clear and firm stance makes a profound statement. While partnerships between tech giants can raise valid concerns regarding data privacy, Apple's transparency about its frameworks and protocols actively seeks to mitigate potential fears. By reiterating its commitment to protecting user privacy, Apple builds trust with its customer base and sets an example for other tech companies navigating similar challenges. Finally, we explore the article, FCC Lifts Looming Deadline for Amazon Leo Satellite Broadband Constellation, published June 9th. This development holds significant implications for both Amazon and the broader landscape of satellite broadband networks. The article examines the Federal Communications Commission's, FCC, recent decision to waive critical deadlines pertaining to the launch of Amazon's ambitious satellite broadband initiative. Originally, Amazon was tasked with deploying half of the planned 3,232 satellites by the approaching deadline of July 30, 2026. The lifting of this immediate requirement marks a considerable victory for Amazon. The implications of this regulatory decision extend far and wide. By granting Amazon additional time to roll out its broadband network, the FCC not only alleviates the pressure of a looming deadline, but also recognizes the competitive landscape in which Amazon will operate. Currently, Amazon faces formidable competition from established players like SpaceX's Starlink, which is already making strides in providing satellite-based broadband services globally. The FCC has acknowledged that a monopoly in this sector does not facilitate competition, which is essential to provide consumers with affordability and quality service. As Amazon has invested over $10 billion into this project, the potential for increased accessibility and better services for consumers begins to take shape. The flexibility provided by the FCC not only aids Amazon's aspirations, but also represents a strategic effort to encourage competition within a sector that is increasingly recognized as vital for connectivity across the United States. Given the ongoing expansion of remote work and the reliance on online platforms for education, it is evident that robust internet access has become a necessity rather than a luxury. The reprieve from the FCC allows Amazon's project team to navigate additional complexities related to satellite launches, positioning them to focus on innovation and engineering rather than solely on hitting rigid timelines. This highlights how government regulatory frameworks can significantly influence technological advancements and market dynamics. The move can lead to increased options for consumers and better internet service provisions, ultimately contributing to a more competitive market landscape. As we distill the insights from these impactful articles, it becomes clear that artificial intelligence and technology are making sweeping changes in various facets of our lives. From educational enhancements with AI tools designed to elevate learning experiences, to the enduring issues of privacy with AI-powered systems, and the vast endeavors of satellite networks aiming to expand internet access, each narrative reveals the complexities and opportunities involved in our technologically driven world. The discussions raised by these articles shed light on the potential of AI as a crucial partner in education. The delicate balancing act of safeguarding privacy in tech innovation and the essential governmental support in navigating the challenges of technological progression. As we move forward in this era of rapid change, it's vital to remain engaged in the ongoing discourse surrounding these developments and to understand their broader implications for society as a whole. The intersection of AI, privacy, and connectivity will continue to shape our future, a journey worth following closely. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.